Chapter 7. Dianthus. The unicorn had a broad, milk-white chest and graceful neck. A tuft of hair curled under his chin. A long spiraled horn rose from the middle of his forehead. He stood very still and very tall. His whole body seemed to be glowing. Baylor and Grenda just stared at him. They both looked frightened, but Annie stepped forward.
"Hi, Dianthus,"
she whispered. She reached out and gently touched the unicorn's white chest.
"Feel, Jack. Feel his heart pounding."
"Move away," ordered Grinda.
The girl stepped between Jack and Annie.
"He is ours, and he is coming with us."
"He's not yours," said Annie.
"Who are you anyway?" said Jack. "Where did you come from?" Grinda glared at Jack.
"We come from the same magic world he comes from," she said. "He belongs with us, not you. Baylor."
The boy shoved Annie aside and tried to loop the black rope around the unicorn's neck. But Dianthus reared up and wheeled around, forcing Baylor and Grenda out of his way. Dianthus leapt across the tapestry room toward the garden. Jack and Annie followed him through the open doorway into the snowy cloister. Baylor and Grenda charged after them. They pushed past Jack and Annie to Dianthus. Baylor grabbed the unicorn's blue collar.
"You are coming with us, stupid, like it or not."
"Don't pull on him," yelled Annie, "and don't call him stupid."
Dianthus tried to back up.
"Let go," screamed Annie. "He doesn't want to go with you."
"He has no choice," said Grinda. "As soon as that rope goes around his neck, all three of us will be instantly transported back to the castle of the Dark Wizard."
"No,"
Jack shouted. He charged at Baylor and tried to grab the rope from his hand. Baylor let go of the unicorn's collar and shoved Jack into the snow. Then he turned back to the unicorn and began to swing the magic rope like a lasso. Dianthus reared up again and kicked his legs. Breath from his nostrils billowed into the icy air.
"A rhyme, Jack," yelled Annie. "A rhyme."
Kneeling in the snow, Jack yanked the book from his briefcase. He frantically turned the pages, looking for a rhyme they hadn't used.
"Call a cloud from the sky," he shouted to Annie.
"Anything," she called. "Try it."
Jack read the rhyme aloud.
"Down from high, out of the sky, Enofane, Eroli."
A thick white fog instantly filled the cloister. The fog was so dense that Jack couldn't even see his own hand.
"Baylor, where are you?"
shrieked Grinda.
"Here,"
the boy yelled. Someone grabbed Jack. He struggled to break free.
"Let me go,"
he shouted.
"It's me," whispered Annie. "Come on."
Jack stood up, clinging to Annie. They stumbled together through the garden. Feeling their way along the walkway, they came to the door that led to the main hall.
"Dianthus, here,"
Annie whispered. Jack heard the soft crunch of the unicorn's hooves in the frozen snow.
"Where did he go?"
Baylor shouted.
"Find him,"
yelled Grinda. Jack reached out and felt the unicorn's soft mane. Annie pushed open the door. Then she, Dianthus, and Jack slipped inside the main hall. Jack closed the door before Baylor and Grinda could escape the garden. There wasn't a wisp of fog in the main hall. The museum lady was still behind her desk. She stared at Jack, Annie, and the glowing unicorn that had just come in from the garden. Her mouth opened and then closed. Dianthus stepped lightly over the wooden floor. Jack and Annie followed him. The museum lady never blinked. As Dianthus walked gracefully past her desk, she reached out and touched him. She gasped and quickly drew back her hand.
"Thanks for keeping the museum open today," said Annie. "And thank Mr. Rockefeller for his gifts."
The museum lady opened and closed her mouth again, still unable to speak. Jack opened the door that led to the street. Jack and Annie followed Dianthus out of the museum and down the stone steps. The blizzard had gotten much worse. Snow was coming down harder than ever. The wind was wailing. The unicorn shook his head and knelt down.
"He wants us to get on his back," said Annie. "Quick! Climb on behind me."
Annie climbed onto the unicorn's back. Jack climbed on behind her. Dianthus stood up to his full height. Grinda and Baylor burst out of the door of the museum.
Stop!
Screamed Grinda. Dianthus looked back at them, then he leapt nimbly over a snowdrift and headed into the darkening storm.